What do I do in my free time? Well, I like to read. It's fantasy literature mostly, and I'm a pretty good bore. You want me to be completely honest? I don't know. Are you sure? Alright. The truth is, I have a little bit of an obsession. In fact, sometimes it becomes a distraction. I'm usually able to manage it. I sort of discovered it as a teenager. I was a counsellor at a summer camp one summer, and one of the other counsellors brought out this old book at the camp after lights out one night. We sort of passed it around and laughed at it. But afterwards, when we were done, they'd forgotten about it, I kept it and read it cover to cover. It changed my life. No, not religion. No, that kind of worship. It wasn't that type of book, actually. It was a novel. It was about a girl who becomes obsessed with something she discovered by accident. I know the book was probably terribly written, but it was so vivid and descriptive, I couldn't put it down. After I left camp, I knew I had to explore her obsession for myself. Yeah, I know I'm being a bit coy, I'm sorry. I'm just not sure I should tell you what it was actually. All right, let me continue. After I got home from camp, I did all sorts of research on it. And then I started to practice doing it in the privacy of my own bedroom. I even went out and secretly bought other books and watched videos to learn more. After a few months, I decided I had to go out and do it for real. I was never very outgoing. I mean, I could pretend to be outgoing pretty well, but I was terribly shy and more of a introvert, you know, wallflower. Being a counsellor at the camp was supposed to help me get out of my shell. My parents thought it might help, and it did sort of, but it still took me a lot of work to get up the nerve to do what I did next. Well, there was a boy in my senior class. We talked a bit here and there. I knew he liked reading, and he'd taken dancing like me. God, I had a crush on him for almost 2 years. Well, one day after fourth period, I'll never forget this. I came up to him and told him that I needed to talk to him privately. And we went to the third floor to an empty classroom. And that's where I did it for the first time. There's something special about the first time you do something like that. Dancing, no, you're misunderstanding. I like to dance, but I'm talking about giving blowjobs. God. The first time when I just sank to my knees in front of him. I don't think he knew what to do. I just took control. Rubbing his cock through his pants. I could feel it hardening. He protested at first. But I'd spent months muttering into a pillow and teaching myself how to talk dirty. I was so nervous. Somehow I managed to get the words out as I started. I stared up at him from the floor. Please, let me suck your cock. I need it. God, those 9 words are so powerful, you know. When a woman gets on her knees, looks up at a man and says those words, it's like you gain control of him. Just a little bit. I remember his eyes widening and the look of uncertainty on his face. Of course, once I unzipped his jeans and pulled out this lovely erection, he didn't stop me. And he really didn't stop me when I put my mouth over the head of his cock. Fuck, it was a beautiful cock. Long. A little thin, such a big, purple, shiny head. I practiced on them cucumbers and carrots for months. Hell, I'd even cut them with knives to make them look more like a penis. And I'd watched so many blowjobs on porn that I knew all sorts of porn star tricks to get him off. He probably thought I was naturally talented, or I was some sort of school slut. I don't think he ever knew that he was my first ever. But fuck, feeling him plunge in and out for the first time. And when I plunged my head down until the head of his cock was in my throat, I got such a thrill from it. I got so wet, kneeling there in my uniform blouse and skirt, lips buried against his crotch. I don't think he'd ever had a blowjob before, but he only lasted about 2 minutes before he came. God, the sensation of his hot, salty cum splashing on my tongue. I could feel myself start to salivate heavily, and fuck you if I didn't come right there, kneeling on the floor in front of him as he shot his sperm into my mouth. Oh, I know a lot of women find cum gross, slimy and salty and icky, swallowing it. They find it sort of disgusting, but it was different for me the first time. I couldn't get enough. Delicate taste, soft. Tasted it, played with it on my tongue. And then I swallowed it all. I started to milk him to get what was left in his urethra, from his hole. and into my mouth, craved it. I couldn't help it. And that's when he said the words. Ah, oh, I'll never forget. He said them.
Oh, God. Oh, you cocksucking slut.
Oh, it made me come a second time. Oh, God. Oh, after that, I was hooked. I couldn't stop thinking about that day. I tried really hard not to do it again until after graduation. At that point, I still cared what people thought of me. I didn't want to get a reputation. I failed twice. When I went to college, I finally learned to get rid of my fears. I decided I could be whoever I wanted to be at college. I taught myself how to be an extrovert, a bubbly, cheerful, sexy girl guys drool over. I changed the way I dressed. I changed my hair. I learned how to wear makeup properly and how to use it to accentuate my lips. And I started dating like crazy. I think during my first 2 years, I dated at least 20 guys. All of them got blowjobs, and I somehow managed to stay a virgin. Even I experimented on all of them. I learned how to tease with my tongue and how to use my cheeks in various sucking motions. I learned how to stop gagging, although some guys really like to hear it, you know. Sometimes I'd let myself gag so I could make sure I was really juicy. I learned how to suck on their balls, you know, tease, use my teeth to tease and excite. The differences in pleasuring a cut and an uncut cock. How to use my fingers in a man's ass to make them come harder. Oh, how to use my voice to make men lust after me, after my mouth. I got a bit of a reputation, even though I didn't really have sex with anyone. Called me a slut and a skank, but for some reason I stopped caring. I had a reputation for having the hottest, sluttiest mouth on campus, and just thinking about it makes me tingle. But it was my junior year when it really all came together. I got to do the thing that the girl in the book had done, that I wanted to experience most of all. It happened at a frat party one night in the fall. I was always very careful not to drink. I was afraid someone would try and drug me. So I was completely sober when it happened. I'd been at the party for about an hour, when one of my sorority sisters, Becky, a girl who didn't like me, started to talk to some guys about how trashy I was, describing in lurid detail all the slutty things I'd done, or she thought I'd done since I joined the sorority. She was drunk and loud. I overheard part of it. It pissed me off, because the more she talked about it, though, the more guys nearby drew close and started listening to her. That's when I decided to do it. I walked across the room. I pushed myself past her and announced that she was right. I'm a slut, and to prove it, any guy who whips out their cock right now in front of me will get a blowjob from me. Right now. I was dressed in a short, sexy dress. Cleavage. I must have made quite a sight for those guys as I opened my mouth and pushed out my tongue as if waiting for a cock to slide over it and pass my lips. Didn't take long. Guy stepped forward. He was almost mocking me.
Show me that.
Do it. Do it to me. Mm-hmm. Before long, I had guys all around me unzipping their pants and pulling out their cocks. Yeah, come here. Come here. doing that made me get so fucking wet. The party went mostly silent except the music. And I just knelt there with Becky and all those guys around me, just staring at me in shock. I don't know how long it took, but one of them decided to call my bluff. And then I did them all. Oh, breathless. I was there. I made them come. I knew I was the center of attention. All those men focused on me, desperate for a chance to have my mouth. God, it made me feel so damn powerful. I wondered sometimes if that's what porn stars do it. The knowledge that millions of men might jack off to their mouths, seriously, sensuously squeezing around a hard dick. Oh, God. They used my hands and my mouth for hours. I didn't let them fuck me. And for whatever reason, they respected my wishes. But they did everything else. I had cocks rubbed on my face, my hair, my tits. I jacked them off, I sucked them, I swallowed so much cum. I had splattered all over me. And they called me so many horrible things. Cum lover, cock sucker, mouth whore, cum slut, cock hole, fuck hole, and so many other things. And they thought they controlled me. And every time and the best part is, I came so many fucking times. And when it was over, and I broke away to go and clean up in one of the frat bathrooms, I saw myself in the mirror. I was a mess, covered in sperm. My hair matted, just covered in goo, and my lips swollen from being pounded by crotches. Oh, my dress hopelessly stained and ruined, and I made every guy in that frat house come. Me. I did it. I'd done it. My mouth was that powerful. If I hadn't come so many times already, I'd have masturbated right there in front of the mirror. I took so many fucking selfies of myself. And that's when I knew I wanted to be an oral gangbang whore. I've done it a dozen times since then. Sorry. I think I rambled a bit. Maybe that was too much information. Anyway, I'm really excited about this managerial position in an international shipping services with you. I think my work experience and education is a good fit for it. Not a good fit? But damn it. What about the blowjob stuff? I knew it. Well, I guess there's only one solution to this. I'm gonna come around this table. and suck your cock. You're protesting, but you're not doing a very good job. Why don't I just get on my knees? If I do a good job, maybe I'll get the job, yeah? And if I get the job, you see, maybe my mouth will find itself around your cock a lot more often. Come on. You're in safe hands. Come here. What I mean about